This is
KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Property owners in and around Austin who want to protest their tax appraisal have until next week to do it. As KUT's Jimmy Moss reports, if you're a little confused about how to launch an appeal once you get your appraisal in the mail, you're not alone.
So what do we have to drive to go? I'm shocked.
That is the exact reaction.
What?
This is my wife, Christine, pretending to be outraged at our property tax appraisal as we go through it.
The funny thing about it is our taxed value went up 6.9%.
Yeah, so what does that mean? I know nothing about this, by the way.
A lot of people don't. Property taxes are kind of boring. They're complicated and, trust me, hard to put into an interesting radio piece. But they do a little bit of everything. They educate your kids, fix roads, keep you safe, put out fires. A lot of stuff you count on, but it's stuff that runs in the background of your life. Even paying them is mostly out of our hands. Some unseen dollar amount deducted from your checking account each month with your mortgage. It's easy for property taxes and the appraisals they're based on to get lost in the thousand other things you have going on. But for those who have felt the sting of a really high tax appraisal, the notices that appear in the mailbox this time of year are a source of some real outrage, or at least some real anxiety.
I just kind of look at it with kind of a feeling of dread, not knowing what I'm going to see and thinking that I'm going to have to fight it.
Steve Elizalde has a two-story home on a corner lot in Hayes County. He says that dread usually gets worse when he opens his appraisal notice.
Yeah, well, when I look at it, my stomach goes into my feet, of course, because my appraisal on the house is always way overvalued, which increases the property taxes, of course.
The family bought the house 3 years ago, and every year, Elizalde says the appraisals have been high.
And in some cases, it's been as much as $50,000 above market value. And I don't know how that happens. I don't know what they're doing. All I know is that if I could make $50,000 every year on my house, I would never live in my house. I'd just sell it every year.
Growing tax bills have long been a complaint in Travis County, but now those higher assessments are making their way to the counties surrounding Austin. Jen Terrell's house and backyard straddle the Hayes and Travis County line. She says the first year her family owned their house, they were taxed by both counties on nearly the entire lot.
So there was non-agreement between the counties as to who owned the house and who owned the land. So Hayes was claiming the house and Travis was also claiming the house. So that was quite an interesting discussion to have with both counties.
So she and her husband filed an official protest, something that had not occurred to them before.
We never protested in prior years. I don't know if we didn't pay attention to it. I think last year, because we had such a knock in the face around being taxed almost at two times the pie of what we should have been taxed, that it was a eye-opening experience for us. And I think probably going forward, we always will protest.
No one has to take the appraisal as the final word. Property owners can file a protest or appeal online in Bastrop, Caldwell, Hayes, Travis, and Williamson counties. But before you protest, Elizalde recommends you get a good sense of how much other houses like yours are worth. To help with that, he's become good friends with his realtor. Like, they hang out.
He really helps me out a lot because I gather information from him on other houses like mine that have sold in the last 6 to 12 months.
After you submit your appeal online, you'll be contacted by an appraiser in your county.
That will give me a date of when I'm supposed to appear before the board.
That's the Appraisal Review Board. It's a group of citizens in every Texas county that resolve disputes between the property owners and county appraisers.
Then from there, you're allowed to present any information prior to your date and could actually have everything taken care of over email without even ever approaching standing in front of the board.
You can submit evidence like photos, comparable listings, or letters from builders. This opens an informal back and forth, usually over email, between you and the county to sort out your case. That part of the process worked for Jen Terrell in Hayes County.
And we actually worked with one of their appraisers before our protest date and were able to come to an amicable agreement between the two of us. So we did not go to a formal protest hearing.
She says Travis County did not go as well. If the informal process doesn't produce an agreement, you can have a formal hearing with the review board. Travis County's review board agreed to give up the claim on Terrell's house, but the assessed value on their backyard was higher than they expected, which is something else to consider. The outcome of your protest may not be in your favor. Armed with all of this information, my wife Christine and I sit down at the end of a very long day to discuss our plan.
I was looking at comps, looking at the neighborhood comps.
We have one of the lowest assessments in our area, and recent sales are way above the appraisal, so they wouldn't help lower our taxable value. But...
We're missing our biggest exemption, the homestead exemption, which we have to apply
for. Which we did not do.
The homestead exemption will be the only thing we are filing this year. If you want to protest or appeal your appraisal, you have until May 15th or 30 days from the date on your written notice. Review board hearings start in early June for Travis County.
Are we talking? Are you recording right now?
Of course I am.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Jimmy, you didn't tell me that.
This is Fish Box.
You gotta take all
Jimmy Moss, KUT News.